Welcome to episode 179 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. So I actually skipped yesterday's podcast. So this is actually an update on 75 Hard for day 10 and 11. Yesterday, day 10 was a little bit of a rush for me. I actually slept in late because I had slept late the night before. And so everything was a bit rushed for me yesterday. I ended up walking around noon and I had to do my second workout in the evening, in the early evening. So I was a bit rushed, not only on my workouts, but also on my water because I had to go to sleep in order to wake up early this morning to do my workout Monday. So yesterday was a bit of a rush all day and I felt, you know, behind the eight ball all day. And so the podcast just never happened because of my inability to sit down and just relax. But it was a good day yesterday and it was an active rest day. I had a yoga type workout as well as my walk, and it was actually a really long walk. So it was good. But yeah, feeling rushed, that it was the worst feeling. Being behind on my water was the worst feeling. And I don't want to repeat that again for the next 65 days because it felt terrible. Yesterday felt like a chore because I was not able to really get into a groove because of how I felt. Today was so much better. I woke up at 3:15, got my first workout done, logged into work on time. It was really a busy day at work. And then I got my second workout in right after I logged off. And I was able this afternoon to actually take a nap. That's how my day went. And I still was able to make a homemade dinner for my kids and relax. I even had a great conversation with my sister already. And so yesterday and today, 180 degree different on how my mindset was. And so the rushed day from yesterday, I never want it to happen again. A day like today, definitely on repeat. That's the kind of day that I want. Time to work out, time to work out again, and even get a nap in. And still make dinner for the family. That is the way it should be. That's like putting, you know, everything in order, in you know, spread out so that you can actually get it all done without feeling like you're stacking things on top of each other and feeling behind. I don't like that feeling at all. So that's how my last 2 days went. Day 10, day 11. So like I was saying, my sister and I had a really great conversation and we were basically catching up on family and saying how everyone was doing. And then we started talking about our mom. And for those of you old-time listeners, you know that my dad passed away in March 2020, right as COVID was descending upon our country and then all the lockdowns started happening. So my mom has gone through this period of time of COVID during isolation, really by herself in this house that she has shared with my dad for decades. And just a reminder that we should all be checking up on the people that we love, especially our parents and our grandparents, because they're not necessarily telling you how they're feeling. They grew up in an era where, you know, you kept your emotions to yourself. You didn't tell your kids or your grandkids about how you were feeling, the troubles you were feeling, if you were having emotional issues or, you know, feeling extremely sad. They were very closed off with those kind of deep emotions because that's how they grew up. They did it to protect us because that's how their parents did it. They weren't brought up in an era where they were all open and sharing of those feelings. They just weren't. It was a different era that they grew up in. And my sister and I were just realizing that it's, you know, my mom won't say how she's feeling. She won't express her needs because she is part of that generation. And we need, as kids, as grandkids, as the younger generation, really, we should be checking up on them and seeing how they're doing, because we discussed things that my mom was saying and what she was doing, and we realized, wow, she really needs a little bit more nurturing from us. She needs a little bit more reaching out from us. She needs just more than what we need. And then I joked to my sister that, yeah, me, I am such a loner that I could be months and months and months and months without really speaking to any family or friends, and I'd be fine. But that's my personality. I'm very much an introvert, and I can just entertain myself with, you know, what amuses me or, you know, interests me, and be fine with it. But I'm not like most of my family, and they do need to touch base. They need, you know, that reaching out. And I just have to put myself in their shoes, maybe even write down in my planner that I, you know, somebody who I need to reach out to that day, just so that people know that I'm there for them and I'm available for them. You know what I mean? That might be a good thing for most of us to do, even like once a week, maybe call a loved one on Sunday just to touch base, because that's when people usually have more time to sit down and chat, because Saturdays people are running around doing errands, and Monday through Friday they're at work and, you know, trying to get their kids' schoolwork done. Sundays generally are downtime for most people, so that might be a good day to call that parent that you haven't talked to in a couple months. Talk to that grandparent you haven't talked to. Talk to that aunt or uncle that you've always adored, or that cousin that you know is going to school and is having to do stuff online and might need to vent about their frustrations. Because it's not about you. It's about making sure the people that you love are okay. All right, guys. Anyway, that's it for tonight. And I will talk to you guys on the next podcast, okay? Take care.